This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And our first guest this second hour is truly someone that has done a real terrific job as an author of a book called Postgate. And he represented Deep Throat, who, of course, was Mark Felt. The name of the book is Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat. Very interesting. You got to listen to it. Then a new band on the scene, been around only a few years and going great guns. The Scooter Brown Band will be joining us, and we'll chat with Jeannie Walden and George Barani, and they're going to be talking about what it's like and how difficult it is to save money during these tough times. And that's all coming up this hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, my first guest for the second hour, author John O'Connor.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. There's a new book out right now that's penned by a gentleman that I'm anxious to talk to. He's quite a fella. He's practiced law in San Francisco. He served as assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California. He has dealt with the representation of the government during the OPEC oil embargo of the 70s. He's represented the United States versus Patty Hearst, writing briefs for that particular trial. He also was involved with the representation of FDIC and coached Don Nelson's litigation with Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. Joining us right now is attorney John O'Connor. Hi, John. How are you? Nice to have you here.
Hey, good, Ron. Good to be with you.
I read this book. It's called Postgate, and it's fascinating. And I've been in the news media since I've been 14 years old, John. And it's kind of bizarre what the news media is today from the standpoint of how it reports what's going on, whether it's, as you mentioned before, good, bad, or indifferent, or true or false. But this kind of concentrates on your representation of Mark Felt, who, of course, was Deep Throat in the Washington Post, and the whole scandal that started with Watergate. How did this whole thing come about? I know that you started to represent Mark, was it around 2002? Did you know him prior to that, John?
No, but I had, Ron, but I had, when I was a young prosecutor, I was just fascinated. I'm single, living in North Beach in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time on my hands. Social calendar was not always full, and so I take this book and I look at it and try to look at clues. That's what I did for a living anyway, and so I loved doing it. And so finally I figured out that Mark deep throat in about 1976. Then I met a girl, got married, had kids, and was on a treadmill for quite a while. And then 25 years later, I'm sitting with my college-age daughter and her friends that are up from Stanford University, and I start telling them tales about my father, who's an undercover agent in Rio during the war. A bunch of the kids had been taking their semester abroad in South America, so I did that. Then one young man across the table from me says, well, you know, Big John, your father may have known my grandfather. His name's Mark Felt. He's a pretty big guy in the FBI. I almost fell off my chair, Ron.
Sure.
You know, I said, well, Nick, did you know your grandfather's deep throat? Well, no, he's always denied it, but, you know, there have been some hints. And so I said, please let me come up and talk to him, because I think I know what buttons to push to get him to realize that he's really a hero. He's not a scofflaw. He's a good guy, and the young people know it, and I think I can talk to him. And this is, it just would be really good for him. So I went up and talked to him the following Sunday. We hit it off well. When I started describing Deep Throat as a hero, he hadn't admitted anything yet. I thought he was going to cry. I saw his blue eyes melt like I was letting him get out of jail. We hit it off well. And then after, finally he said, you know, yeah, tell my story. You can do it. He admitted it. Then he told me after a little coaxing that I could tell his story. His daughter was very supportive. And then I started dealing with Bob Woodward, trying to get Bob to help us with the story. And I thought it was very odd, Ron, that a guy like Woodward, who owes his entire career to Mark,
right,
and the Washington Post owes their entire prestige to him. They were a second-tier paper when this whole thing started. And now they're big shots. And you would think that they would lay out the red carpet for him. But Woodward would not admit that Mark was deep throat. He kept monitoring it. He refused to cooperate. And, in fact, started leading the, as I detail in the book, started leading the family to believe that, well, just maybe you shouldn't be too sure that Mark's smart, is deep throat, you know, because Mark had dementia at the time.
Right.
And even though he knew he was deep throat, he couldn't tell whether he met Woodward in a garage or a phone booth. He just knew he was deep throat. And and that's one of the things that got the family worried after Woodward talked to him. They'd say, well, John, do you think Dad really is deep throat? And I'd say, I keep saying, yes, he's deep throat. I can prove it, whether your dad admits it or not, or he's got dementia or not. He is deep throat. You know, and I can prove it. I know my evidence, and I can prove it without Mark's admission. And that kind of kept us all steady as we realized that Woodward was really not to be believed. And so it was real, I found it really fascinating that the guy who made his career on Mark,
right,
would really kind of in a moment of need, when he's an old guy, his family is just begging for scraps. They're struggling. Joan, his daughter, was struggling to pay the tuitions for her three boys. She's a single mom, caring also for her father. I mean, it really was, she worked three jobs, and Woodward wasn't going to help us. Woodward wasn't going to help us. So it really, I just wondered, now, what's going on here?
You described the Washington Post very well back in the early 70s, where you said that basically they're a second-rate newspaper. And the thing about it is that they are still kind of a second-rate newspaper today, even though they're worth a ton of money. But they got so much advertising, so much notoriety over the fact that this story broke under their administration there back in the early 70s. You know, I can't help but think, though, Ben Bradley, who was the editor at that time, I have to assume that, you know, he loved John Kennedy. And John Kennedy and him were very close. They'd have social gatherings in the second floor of the White House. I mean, he was a very close inner circle guy, even though he was in the media. And he hated Richard Nixon. So this was a perfect formula for them to actually pound on something that was going to make some value out of that newspaper. But you very distinctly say that they are involved in a bigger cover-up from the standpoint that they actually screwed up the publishing of your first book by kind of using some fraudulent means.
Well, that's right. And the reason they did it, the reason they covered up my book and my revelations that I had in it, were because they were continuing to cover up, if I can say this right, cover up for their own cover up during Watergate.
Right.
While they're accusing Nixon of covering up, and the fact is the guy, whatever you think of Nixon, he really didn't know any what had gone on with this stupid burglary. It wasn't anything he wanted to do. But meanwhile, the Post covered up salient facts that really could describe to the public what had happened. And it would have made Nixon look almost like a victim.
Right.
Yes. And so they covered up the true facts. And here Bradley, his paper, the general counsel they had, was the general counsel also for the DNC. His name's Joseph Califano. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a cabinet member.
Absolutely.
And his firm, Williams, he was Edward Bennett Williams' partner, and he was the general counsel both for the Post and the DNC. The DNC, of course, had been burglarized, and it's the Democratic National Committee. Well, he knew what was going on at the Democratic National Committee, which was that these burglars, as I relate in my book, were listening to naughty boys that came in from out of town to the DNC. They had a pipeline of referral to the naughty girls down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody was listening to. Now, there might have been some White House guys who wanted to listen in, but it also was the case that the main driving force behind the whole thing was the CIA, which was trying to legitimize its illegal domestic operations, which involved naughty girls and trying to extort people and blackmail and do, and to some extent do some legitimate mind control work. Where I lived in San Francisco, I lived on Russian Hill on Chestnut Street, and on the other side of Columbus was Telegraph Hill, both bordering North Beach, and at 225 Chestnut, the CIA had for years had a honey trap operation where they're watching prostitutes and their johns behind a two-way mirror, often drugged, taking down notes about what happens when you drug a suspect, and it's all mind control. So this is part of a big mind control thing, and like I say, probably an extortion and blackmail type of deal, too, that the CIA liked to do. The Post knew that. Here's the point. The Post knew it. And the Post knew that this was not about getting campaign information, but if you read the Post, it was really a campaign operation, maybe a stupid one. But boy, why did the Republicans need, why did Dixon need to get this information? Why did he need to spy on the DNC? Well, guess what? He didn't, and he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did Nixon, not knowing anything about this, did he follow John Dean's advice on two occasions, and did he get into some conversations that brought him into obstruction of justice? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, well, what Dean didn't tell him is that Dean was really not covering up for Nixon. He was covering up for perhaps good old John Dean.
Oh, there's no doubt. We're going to pause for a second, John, take a quick break. The name of the book is Postgate. It's available right now in hardcover. It's a fascinating book written by John O'Connor. And, John, when we come back, I want to continue that conversation on that and some other fascinating revelations that are in this book with Ron Segee today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. Delighted to have our guest stay with us for another segment, attorney John O'Connor, now author of a book called Postgate. And a lot of times people think, well, you know what? That was a long time ago. A lot of things have changed. Well, they have and they haven't, okay, because the news media had it against Nixon back in 1960 and when he ran for governor in 1962. This was the perfect storm, if you will, for Nixon when this took place. And I even spoke with John Dean on a couple of occasions, and he said he shouldn't have resigned, which really shocked me. He said he probably could have won in the Senate. I don't know if that's true or not, but you get all of these Monday morning quarterbacks that kind of want to cover themselves. And speaking about covering themselves, this is the part that really fascinated me about this book, John. As you alluded to, Woodward's success, both economically and professionally, was based on Mark Felt. And what I couldn't understand right. is all you wanted to do was get these two guys on a stage, have Mark feel as if his contribution was something that was of value, and to endorse the fact that he was Deep Throat by Bob Woodward, thinking in the back of your mind that this would be the perfect payback for Felt, who, you know, did so much for Woodward. And he wouldn't do it. And the reason he wouldn't do it was kind of predicated on the fact that he was kind of saving the thunder for himself and didn't want to recognize him during Felt's lifetime.
Well, that's right. And as a matter of fact, you will see the only, probably the only critical review I've had of my book was by a guy who's a suck-up to Woodward. And he's a professor of journalism, formerly reporter. And he said, he criticized me. He said, gee, here O'Connor comes along and he spoils Woodward's dramatic death revelation that he was planning. Oh, yeah, Woodward wanted Mark to die. And so what happened was, after it became clear that Woodward wasn't cooperating with us and that he thought that we would only do this with Woodward's cooperation, he quit talking to the family for a while. And then he circled back and started talking to the daughter, Joan, but only on a personal basis and inquiring about the health of her father. And he was really just on a death watch with his book written, waiting for Mark to die. Now think about that. You're waiting for the guy to die so that you can get all the glory and all the money. And I thought, you know, I can't believe the guy is this callous. Maybe they made a deal that Mark's forgotten. Maybe Mark got paid for this already. There has to be something, because I can't believe a guy, a reporter, would be so callous about a guy who launched his career. But no, there hadn't been any payment. And as a matter of fact, Woodward's planned revelation of Mark's name after death violated their agreement. Mark had never said, oh, you can mention my name after death. Mark didn't want the FBI ever mentioned because he didn't care about himself. He cared about the FBI. Woodward knew that. He knew that he had promised never to name Mark. And never means never. It doesn't mean never until you die. It means never. So even the fact that he was going to do this book was a terrible breach of faith on Woodward's part. And as a matter of fact, I didn't know that was the deal, of course. But when I'm talking to Mark, I'm saying, look, tell your story now, because I'll tell you this. When you die, Mark, Woodward is going to tell it, and he's not going to make you look good.
Right.
And sure enough, when Woodward comes out, it's like he's got a – he makes Deep Throat look a lot worse than he did in All the President's Men. Why? Because, everybody knows that the liberals don't like FBI agents, so you had to make them look kind of skulky and sort of weird and unknowable. In fact, Mark was just a wonderful straight arrow guy and a very nice man. But Woodward here, guy, is not only breaching his agreements with them, he's now trashing his own friend who launched his career. It's a tremendous act of bad faith. It's hard to believe that someone could be that callous.
Well, I think that what I got out of the book, when reporters have the ability to protect their sources, I can understand it. But in this particular case, I think Woodard was trying to protect his sources to the point where he did a good job at it for many, many years. And as a result of that, subsequent presidents, reporters, and even staff of the president and the White House would be very receptive to giving him inside information, knowing that he could keep a secret. And he's protecting that, and the people who are giving him the information are saying, hey, this guy's solid. He's never going to say anything. He's never said anything about Deep Throat in so many years. And that's a problem.
That is. And the other problem that I point out is that when you talk anonymously to a guy like Woodward, you don't know that he's going to report what you say truthfully. I mean, everybody has said, well, you can't use anonymous sources. You shouldn't use anonymous sources because maybe they're lying. Well, converse is true also. It may well be that the reporter is lying about the source and what the source is saying, or he's not revealing everything that the source has said. But because the source is anonymous, the source can't raise his hand and say, no, I'm the source. What Woodward said isn't true. So you have this thing. So now, for example, if you recall, Ron, Deep Throat rushes into the garage in a particularly unusual frame of mind, very frantic and worried, unlike Deep Throat, and he worries that everybody's life's in danger. He's talking in that situation about the CIA and the CIA threatening lives. In the book and the movie, nothing is made of it. In fact, Woodward scoffs and says, well, after a while, we realized there wasn't really any danger. I go into that in the book. Did Woodward ever report that? Did he ever report? By gosh, the CIA is so worried about its role in Watergate being uncovered that it's threatening lives. No. No, it didn't. He didn't tell everything that Mark told him. He published the stuff that could hurt Nixon, but he didn't publish the stuff that could hurt the CIA and help Nixon. So you really have dishonest reporting, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think that one of the many things that you bring out in Postgate is the fact that the distrust that Americans have today with the major media probably started back in 1972, 73, 74. If you're going to take away a lot of stuff from the book, that's one of the things you're going to see very clearly. This type of deception in the Beltway with the media has not been solved yet, and if anything, has escalated. The book is fascinating. It is called Postgate, and it's written by attorney John O'Connor. Will you come back?
Oh, I would love to, and I'd love to spend a lot of time with your listeners, because there really is a lot to talk about. And especially, Watergate started the idea that journalists should wear partisan jerseys, and that's one of the things we could talk about at some other point. But now you have journalists as political powers, not as guys with rumpled suits on that are just trying to get the facts, ma'am. No. Now they're political players. They're on the other side of the velvet rope, and that's what's but Ron, you and I, I'd love to talk to you more in depth, and you really know your stuff on this, and it's great talking to somebody who knows what he's talking about.
Well, I appreciate that.
Sure, absolutely.
Our guest has been attorney John O'Connor. The book is highly suggested. This should be a movie. Called Postgate. And like I always enjoy saying, you can't learn how to handle things today and tomorrow if you don't know the history from yesterday. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a professor of medicine and surgery at George Washington University and tells CNN that with more people getting fully vaccinated, now is the time to carefully reopen.
I think we should start to open, and I think the CDC needs to be more proactive in providing these guidelines. But vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission. So we should be cautiously opening our economy to people who have been fully vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
My life
Sunday's honky-tonk bar. Who in the hell put this music on my radio? And where'd all the outlaws and good old boys go? And this is what country sounds like to you all. I guess I ain't country at all.
I really like that song. I really do. And it's the latest effort by our next guest, who's really hot these days in the country field. Joining us right now is from the Scooter Brown Band. Scooter Brown, how you doing, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Just enjoying a beautiful day in Nashville, Tennessee.
You're lucky. It's a great place to be, too. I, first of all, want to start off, thank you for your service. You spent 4 years, 3 months, two tours overseas, one tour of combat in Iraq with the United States Marine Corps. Thank you for your service, Scooter.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure, and Semper Fi to any of the Marines out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. My partner was Ed McMahon, and boy, he hollered at me one time, and he said, don't ever refer to a Marine as retired. Once a Marine, always a Marine. So I kept
that. Absolutely.
Hey, I love this new song you have, Country at All. You know, I didn't realize that we had a couple of mutual friends, the late Charlie Daniels, who was fantastic, mm-hmm. and Travis Tritt, who you worked with both of them.
Yeah. I tell you what, Charlie, he was a mentor of mine for about 4 or 5 years, one of the best dudes in the business to learn from, not
Absolutely.
Just in music, but just as a human being. I'm so grateful for Charlie and the whole Charlie Daniels band camp, treated us like family. And then Travis Tritt, just what an amazing artist, singer, dude, family man. Love Travis and his entire family, so yeah.
Tell us about the way that you traded in some guns for guitars, because a lot of times they'd say that the country industry might be a little bit easier to break into. I don't think that has been the case in the past 25 years. That's just as tough as rock, pop, or any other type of music out there. I mean, you got a lot of competition, and a lot of good competition, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually learned how to play my guitar while I was in the Marine Corps. I didn't really do music beforehand, and I joined the Marine Corps thinking like, all right, I'm going to be a lifer. I'm going to do 20 years and retire, and then music just got in my blood. And so, you know, I became a Marine, and then I was in the invasion of Iraq in 2003. So you go to combat as a Marine, and I kind of felt like I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish in that life goal. And I was like, I wonder if I can do anything with this music stuff. So I literally decided at the last minute to not take my reenlistment package and get out of the Marine Corps to pursue music.
I'm glad that you served, but I'm glad that you decided to go into music because you're very talented and good at what you do. I understand that another member of the band, Matt Bledsoe, who of course is the drummer, served in the Army too. So you got a couple of veterans in there, and that you support a lot of organizations like Base Camp 40, Warriors in the Wild, Lone Survivor Foundation. I mean, you really remember your roots and the importance of the military, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's for me, it's a way for me to still feel like I'm serving in some form or fashion. I love being around my brothers and sisters that wore a uniform and that continue to wear a uniform, and anything I can do to continue that support and pass on any bit of knowledge that I have to them, the future. I'm all about it.
Scooter, you mentioned the fact that you know how to play guitar until you got in the Marines and that you were going to be a lifer. So you didn't have this ambition to be in music growing up and in high school and so on and so forth?
No, I never really thought about it at all.
Oh,
I
really?
Wasn't really a part of it in any form or fashion. I feel like it found me.
Rather unusual, because usually I kind of get the bug early and then you never get rid of it. It's like a growth that they can't find. But that's interesting because you have come such a long way in such a short period of time. Being named by Rolling Stone as one of the 10 new country artists, pretty good endorsement there, my friend.
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty awesome. I have pinch me moments all the time as far as like, you know, when Charlie sang on one of our songs and
wow.
The first time playing at the Grand Ole Opry and meeting guys like Travis Tritt and becoming friends with them and Randy Travis and so many people. And I love music and I love traveling and seeing the world with music. And I'm just, every morning I get to do it, I'm grateful for it.
Tell us about this special bourbon signature series that you have now.
Yeah, I teamed up with actually another fellow Marine who owns America Bourbon. We were just like, you know what, we should do a signature label. And I've always kind of been the back of my mind was always like, ah, it'd be kind of cool to do my own whiskey one day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like a small stepping stone of getting my name on a label and promoting it. And we've had a really great time doing it. And I think we'll probably, you might be seeing something a little bit more permanent here in the future. We'll see.
That's great. Now, during these troubled times of COVID, I'm certain that you're not probably traveling a whole lot, are you?
No, as far musically, we've been pretty shut down this entire year.
Yeah.
The national level is touring has definitely taken a big hit this year, but I don't think that we'll be back to any kind of normalcy touring wise really until I really think this time next year. But I think it'll start picking up the second half of this year.
Well, I hope so. What do you like better, recording or the live performances?
The recorded experience and there's the live experience. And it
right.
doesn't have to necessarily be the same exact thing.
Right.
And I kind of like it that way.
Yeah.
When we play live, I swear, it's nothing's the same from one night to the next.
Yeah.
We like to feel the music. We want to genuinely love what we're doing on stage and it not be a rehearsed thing that we have to do the same thing in and out every night. We just truly love the art of music. I'm a big fan of music from especially like the 60s and 70s. A lot of the rock and roll stuff like, you know, the Stones and Led Zeppelin
sure.
and Skinner and, you know, and of course Waylon and all the country guys. And there was something about that music that just was, it was alive and living. And I just kind of want that myself.
Well, you know, when you listen to your music, you can see that there's a blend there between country and rock. And it's a very
mm-hmm.
unique blend that you match it well. There's no doubt about that. And as I mentioned earlier, though, in touring, there's one set of excitement, and that's the live audience. In the studio, it's a more, I guess, controlled situation, but sometimes it's not as much fun because that audience reaction really has a lot to do with how you feel at that time and how much you put into it. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why you do it. That's why we, all of us that perform live, we do it to see the smile on people's faces
right.
or, you know, any kind of emotional reaction on their faces on whatever song that you're doing. And, I think it's really cool to be a part of somebody's escape from their reality. You know, the boss is yelling at you all week and the kids are driving you crazy or whatever the case may be. We're that outlet for them for that 90-minute show. I love being that.
And the other nice part about it, it's instant gratification. You go into a recording studio, you don't know for several months if what you're doing is a hit. When you're doing it on stage, you know good, bad, or indifferent how it's going to go over in about 3 seconds.
Well, yeah, and then also, you know, the recording process is, it's almost never done either. Like, you've almost just got to make yourself stop because, you know, we overthink things a little too often. And let's add this here. Let's turn this up. Let's turn it down. No, I mean, you could work on the same thing for a year and never be done with it, so you've got to know when to stop.
That's why I like to listen to a lot of recorded live albums, because
mm-hmm.
you get that sense of excitement, and you can be a little bit less critical of it because you know it's on the fly. Hey, Scooter, I wish you an enormous amount of success, and do me a favor, okay? Please come back and join us again when you got new stuff and when you start a tour again so we can talk about it. Tell Travis I said hi, and really, I mean it. I would love to have you back. I'm big fan of what you do now, and I want to, you know, expose as much as we can to this great sound that you have. And Country It All is really a good song.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on. It's good to feel like I'm actually doing music business stuff again, you know, so I appreciate you letting me get on here and talk about what's going on, and I definitely will be back.
Take me up on my offer. You can talk music business anytime with us. We'd love to have you. Scooter Braun Band. Scooter Braun's been our guest. The new song he has right now is Country It All, and you can check out what he's doing if you go to his website, scooterbrownband.com. Scooter, thanks for joining us. Look forward to your return, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, if money is an issue, it's even a bigger issue during this COVID-19. And when I talk about money, I not only talk about everyday expenses and revenue, but I'm also talking about saving. That most Americans have as little as 40% noted that they could not cover a $400 sudden expense. That's pretty frightening. Joining us right now are two people who are maybe going to help us figure this thing out. First guest is the Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer for the Daily Pay, a company that really helps businesses with on-demand pay solutions, and also the Director of the America Saves, a nonprofit that promotes savings year-round. Joining us is Jeannie Walden and George Barani. Jeannie, George, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Jeannie, let's start off with you. These are serious times, and when you talk about savings, how do you do this in this period of time when savings is very difficult to ascertain?
That's a fabulous question. And I think for all of us, we've been challenged, whether we're a millennial new to the workforce, a woman in work, or even as part of those lower to middle income households that are making less than $100,000 a year. It's a challenge through the pandemic. We've lost jobs. We've taken pay cuts. We have dealt with reduced hours at work, and now these weather-related challenges aren't helping it either. So the best way we've found at Daily Pay is to save is to save from yourself as you earn the money. And what I mean by that is daily pay enables companies to give their employees access to see how much money they've earned as they're making it. And at that point in time, we also have a nice little easy button that you press to say, go ahead and move $50 that I've already earned into a savings account so that I can't even spend it when payday comes along. Or if they're taking out money before payday, round it up to the next dollar and put those few cents into a savings account. And it really does add up over time, starting with yourself and saving from yourself.
Do you need the help of an employer to do this?
We see that across the board. Some companies we work with are even having to close businesses. So as an employee, this is a great benefit that your employer offers. We are seeing some employers match the savings that their employees do to celebrate them being on the right track, or creating even other innovative ways inside the workplace to start saving. 401k matching, you know, has been one that's been around for a long time. But even outside the workplace, we're seeing great opportunities with other organizations. Capital One has a shopping app that if you're buying something online that you need anyway, they might give you a rebate that goes to a savings card that you can use to make a new purchase down the road or put into a savings account. Coinbase is a company that works in cryptocurrency. They will give you cryptocurrency in exchange for taking education about how the cryptocurrencies work to get you started investing. And we're really starting to see innovative companies step up to that challenge to help every working American.
George, tell us a little bit about America Saves and how it solves these problems that we're talking about.
So we're trying to rebuild a savings culture in the United States, something that we've gotten away from over the last 50 years in particular. I mean, with spend marketing so prevalent and the ability for people, regardless of income or situation, to borrow for anything, Jeannie's doing a great job with daily pay and the employer she's engaged with to use that as the main vehicle to save automatically. Take 10, take $20 out of each pay, have it go directly into savings accounts.
Say that technology helps us. Explain that. I mean, I understand what you're saying because there are new ways, as George was alluding to, for direct deposits and so on and so forth, and apps. Is that the technology that you're referring to?
Yes. Primarily, there are just apps out there, just like what we offer at Daily Pay, that just make it much easier to automatically move the money into a savings account. You know, in the olden days, I had a little quarter passbook that I would fill up and have to take to the bank when I would fill it up to save for the holidays.
Right.
That takes time, and when the money's sitting around in your house, you have a tendency to spend it. So technology really enables you to move the money into the areas that you can in order to keep saving successfully.
You know, you're funny you should mention that, because do any banks have the old Christmas club anymore where you put $10 a week in and at the end of the year you got $520?
Yeah, I don't know if those officially exist anymore. Do you know, George?
Yeah, they do. Particularly credit unions have those kind of accounts. And there are some banks that, whether it's Christmas club or home ownership accounts, they have some designated accounts for what you're trying to save for.
Yeah, I remember that distinctly. I didn't know if they still do that. Another thing that I think is important is that we look at the productivity that people have. And surveys say that money will make a more productive workplace. How does that happen? Just the ease of mind that you know that you're not working just to get the next buck to pay a tank full of gas or a gallon of gas or a quart of gas?
Absolutely. That's one way that it works. And I think 74% of workplace stress is due to people being concerned about their finances. So being able to save, knowing that you have access to your pay as you need it, those are all things that reduce workplace stress and enable you to concentrate on your job. But interestingly, on the other side of the world, we see that stress is reduced when you are saving because you don't have to look for alternative ways to access the money. And a lot of the companies that we work with in the retail space, in the fast food space, tell us that their employees, when they're desperate, they will take money out of the cash till, not because they're bad people, but because they need that extra $20 to buy gas to get them through until payday. They don't need to do that anymore if they can access their money, if they can have transparency into when the next payday is and how much they're going to get. And in fact, in many cases we see they will accept additional hours and work overtime when they can see how they can, you know, how far away they are from their goal and have a plan. So it works for productivity in both ways, and employers are really seeing benefits from it, which makes employees happier.
Where can we go for more information, Jeannie and George?
For more information about companies giving access to their employees to access their money before payday or save it as they earn it, dailypay.com. It's a free service for companies. George?
For individuals who want to learn more about saving, access free financial coaching or counseling, they should go to americasaves.org. Employers, organizations, and institutions who want to participate in our national America Saves Week going on right now, they should go to americasavesweek.org for free resources to engage their employees, their students, and their constituents.
Very good. Jeannie, George, thank you so much for joining us. Our guests have been Jeannie Walden, who's the Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer for Daily Pay, and George Barani, who is the Director of America Saves. George, Jeannie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Very, very important all the time, especially now during this pandemic.
And we're going to pause only momentarily. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That's going to wrap up Ron Sedgie Today for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed the show, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include Little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee, Henry Winkler, Lou Ferrigno Jr., Baz Porter, a veteran who's written a great book about PTSD, author and attorney John O'Connor writing about Postgate, a little story of Deep Throat, I also want to thank the Scooter Brown Band and Jeannie Walden and George Barani. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I hope that you have a great St. Patrick's Day, and I hope that you also have blue skies and green lights.